Athlete and sportscaster Marty Glickman died yesterday at the age of 83. During his career, people increasingly turned to television for sports, but Marty Glickman made his name on the radio, where he provided play-by-play for high school, college, and professional basketball and football teams in New York. He was the radio voice of the New York Football Giants between 1949 and 1955, and later between 1961 and 72. A period which included this call.
Giants ball, first and 10 on their 41-yard line. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Moving downfield and killing the clock. That's what the Giants have to do. The handoff goes to Coy, double reverse, a triple reverse. It goes to Tarkenton finally. Tarkenton throws to Morrison. Morrison has got the ball. It's down to the 10, the 5, touchdown, touchdown. A triple reverse and a pass by Tarkenton. Wow!
Marty Glickman came to sportscasting after achieving success as an athlete. A Jewish-American track star from Syracuse University, he attended the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Those were the games held in Nazi Germany, where American Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals and embarrassed Adolf Hitler and his claims for the superiority of the Aryan race. One of those medals was won in the 400-meter relay, a race that Marty Glickman was supposed to run along with another Jewish teammate, Sam Stoller. Several years ago, Marty Glickman talked about that race.
This was 1936. This is 2 years before Kristallnacht. This is 3 years before the outbreak of the war.
And your determination when you were asked to step aside from the relay team?
I wasn't asked to step aside. I was told I wasn't running.
What was your conclusion as to the cause of that, the reason for that?
My conclusion was that this was anti-Semitism.
On the part of the U.S.?
Oh, yes. This was Avery Brundage inveigling Lawson Robinson, the head track coach, to dream up of an excuse to substitute Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf for Sam Stoller and me. We were the only two Jews on the track team, and we were going to run. We had practiced passing the baton for the 10 days or 2 weeks we were there in Berlin.
But what was it? What's in it for the U.S. to take the Jews off the relay team at that point?
To stop the further embarrassment of Adolf Hitler. The black athletes, the great black athletes, who had won the 100, the 200, the 400, the 800, the long jump and the high jump, was standing on the winning podium time after time after time, and every time the award ceremony took place, Adolf Hitler and his entourage of Goering and Goebbels and the rest would leave the stadium. They were never there for the presentation of the American flag and the playing of the national anthem and the giving of the medals to the great black athletes. And to have Jews stand on the winning podium would have been further embarrassment to Hitler.
Athlete and sportscaster Marty Glickman, he died yesterday in New York after complications from heart bypass surgery.